Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, guys, Sky's not here.
No.
No. She left to go to her daughter's fifth grade graduation.
Yeah.
So you know what they that won. Means? We can finally talk Bachelorette!
We ain't done yet. It's time for the P1 Podcast.
Fun's not over yet.
Completely uncensored and unfiltered. Except for that part. Looking for the after party with nowhere. The show's after show starts now.
Sky doesn't watch.
No.
And so we finally, just the three of us, can sit back and talk about the episode last night.
Yes.
This is a dream come true.
Spill all the tea.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know,
I
used to be the kind of guy when Eddie would watch Bachelorette, because Eddie's the one that got me into Bachelorette, Bachelor Paradise, all that stuff. I used to be I used to be like, no, I'm a guy. I don't watch that shit.
Yeah.
I don't watch that shit. Fuck that.
What? And you were like that?
That's what I was like. Oh. And then I was like, no way, man. It's for chicks. And then I watched an episode. I can't remember what season it was. I think it was who's the guy that Caitlin slept with on the season?
Nick.
I watched Nick's season, and I was like, this is fucking incredible. I love this show. And then I watched Bachelor in Paradise and got a full heart on for the show.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And I haven't stopped ever since.
So you watch them all.
Last night was like the Super Bowl in my house.
Wow.
We were very excited. The Bachelorette.
Okay, between a Bachelorette and a Bachelor season, which one do you like more?
I feel like it's what flavor you're looking for. Personally, I feel like with Bachelorette, the guys are funnier and they do funnier shit, but I feel like there's a lot more drama with the chicks.
Yeah, it's just different.
It's just different, but they're both so great.
I prefer The Bachelor because I like seeing
the drama,
hot, crazy chicks.
Yeah,
you love fucking crazy chicks.
I love
you love fucking crazy chicks. And you like fucking crazy
that's very true. That's very true. That was my downfall.
Yeah,
totally. I totally get what you're saying. But man, the guys can be so stupid.
They're dopes.
They're like such dopes.
Game.
And like, and their jobs.
Yeah, oh,
like
so
they
good.
Fucking get me. Like, it's so funny to me.
Well, it was pretty wild. Last night was the premiere of The Bachelorette, Katie's season, who I love. These two are being assholes.
Gosh.
And one admit she's great.
She's not very cute.
She's not very cute.
She's just basic bitch. Looks like any girl walking down the street.
I got 30 guys wouldn't pine over her.
Take her over
no,
you.
No.
30 guys wouldn't
you.
Pine
no.
over
I take her over you.
Oh, you
Eddie.
Would not.
Yes, I would.
Whatever.
Katie is a massive. Katie's a massive dork. Mm-hmm. Who is trying to be cool and hot and sexy. And it's just not her to me.
What are you talking about? You see right through it.
Not true. Anyway.
You don't think she's a dork?
Why? Why would she?
She's just
what about her is dorky?
She's just very, not cool and dorky. I don't think she's a bad
person.
Just kind
of the way she talks and stuff isn't very.
You guys are just assholes.
Anyone that has
you guys are the bullies that she stops.
Anyone.
Shut up.
That's what I mean. That's how she's a dork. She tries to be everybody's mom. Everyone that any girl that tries, that tells you, talks so much about sex, and that's like how sexual she is, that's a red flag to me. That means that she's kind of dorky. Oh,
she's overcompensating for what she has said.
Anyway.
Don't be mad. Don't be mad.
Whatever. I don't fucking care.
You're defiling me about this.
So last night was the premiere episode.
Yeah.
And immediately I'm giddy about it. I'm sure you were too, Thor.
Oh, yeah. Haley made popcorn. We were tucked in bed. We were ready to go.
When all of a sudden our phone starts blowing up.
Yeah.
Both Thor and I's phones start blowing up. And I don't know if you thought this. Fucking Emily.
Exactly like what I thought.
We watch it at different times.
Yeah.
And so she's done this before where she's texted us, ruined something.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, don't fucking do that,
oh,
man.
She did that to me last night. But the text you're talking about isn't Emily.
You reached out to me first.
I started watching it.
I purposely didn't reach out to anybody because I've learned. Eddie, I learned my lesson, so I thought you'd be happy with me. You fucking tore me a new one.
Yeah, you're
and
never
so I
do that
said,
again.
I'm not, I, as much as I wanted to, I seriously picked my phone up and then set it back down and said, I'm not going to. I'm just going to watch.
Good.
And he texted me.
What are you doing?
So I start watching at 8:30.
Yeah.
And because we start watching a half hour late so we can fast forward through the bullshit.
Right, right, right.
So I start watching, and around like, I think 8:45, I texted Emily in a group chat with my fiance. And Emily will say, to her credit, hey, where are you at? We told her where we were at. But then by the end of the episode, she started ruining things. Have you seen this yet?
Without giving anything away. It was you, just like, did you see the scene with whoever? Well, then don't reach out to me. Don't reach out to me.
Don't text this chick.
I try hard not to.
You don't need to ask. Say where are you.
I thought we were just saying things.
Instead of saying, did you see, insert something I haven't seen yet, just say, where are you at now?
Or just don't text her.
I know. I learned my mistake.
He was texting me. We were laughing at each other.
We were also texting my best friend's wife, and that was way more fun.
Oh, wow.
Ew.
Well, the text I'm referring to.
Yeah, this is something different.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
Is our friend Greg.
Our buddy Greg.
This one came out of nowhere. I didn't even know Greg watched the show.
No clue.
Greg from golfing recently.
Yeah. Our buddy Greg.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, we get a text from, where I see my phone. I'm like, oh, fucking Emily.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
But it wasn't Emily. It was from Greg. And Greg said to us, it said, bring back Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen?
And I went,
shut up.
Chris Hansen? What the fuck is he talking about?
Hey, what's he watching right now? That's weird.
And then he corrected himself and put Harris. I mean Harris.
Harris. Said Harris?
The Denver Broncos cornerback?
Now I'm fucking pissed.
Now you're pissed? Yeah. Well, I know texting Eddie after 7 is always a risk, unless it's an emergency.
Uh-huh. He doesn't want to hear it.
I know, especially while he's watching the show. Yeah, so I'm annoyed, and then I write back to both them. I said, "It's Harrison, my man."
And you know, if he drops a "my man," you know he's pissed.
Well, what the fuck?
You know he's pissed.
Don't text me.
Oh, I thought it sounded nice way to say it.
No,
it was like, you fucking idiot. This was Harrison, my man.
It was very pissy. Fucking texting me.
If you're going to fucking text me during the show, acting like you're a big fan, especially about my God, Chris Harrison.
Your God?
Then God?
Get the fucking name right, bro.
You can't do
okay?
That. He sounds like a noob, this guy.
Total noob.
Greg sounds like a noob.
Like, I'm not wasting my time.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Don't.
So then where did the conversation go? Was that it?
He knew.
Oh, he got the signal. Well,
I blocked his number, so I don't even know.
You did?
At that point, I blocked his number.
He's coming to your wedding.
Listen, he's one of my best friends.
He's on thin ice right now.
Yeah, you don't fucking get that.
You get Chris Harris's name wrong, now you're on thin ice.
Oh, shit.
So that was one of the shitty parts of the show last night. No Chris Harrison. They got together two former bachelorettes, Tayshia and Caitlin, and it's almost ruining the show.
Almost?
Well, I mean, I still enjoyed it, but those two made it miserable. So they're the hosts of the show now, while Chris Harrison is out, I think, and rumor has it that he may be done for good, which don't go there.
Don't do it.
I won't fucking do it. I'll throw up a fucking online petition or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Change.org?
Yeah. So they get these two chicks together and they decide, okay, this is the way you're going to host. You guys are going to be like her best girlfriend. And so you'll get in there and help Katie through the process.
Yeah.
So all they would do is get together, giggle, talk about how hot the fucking guys are, and everything that made my skin crawl.
And it was so...
I hated it.
They were like trying to be like this comedy duo, and it wasn't funny.
Like they're wacky chicks.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand Caitlyn. I'm not a fan of Caitlyn.
Me either.
I feel like she's got a massive ego. I actually like Tayshia. So like, I don't... But my fiance made a good point. Why does it take two girls to do one man's job? Why couldn't they have gotten one chick?
You go, girl.
I completely agree with Haley. Two snaps on that. Hell yeah. Way over the top.
Like, they're trying to overcompensate so much by finally having a female host. They need two chicks.
What's up with that, man?
Yeah, no. I can't imagine, honestly, what it would feel like to be a dude that is a fan, like you guys watching it with those two hosting.
Because,
like, I'm fucking annoyed as fuck when I watched it, and I'm a chick.
Yeah.
They're not even, like, appealing to at least
me. But you
get
it, right? That's like girlfriend stuff, right?
And it's fucking annoying. It's over the top annoying. That's what they're trying to do. Yeah. But even me as a chick was like, that's fucking stupid.
No,
I was saying to Eddie, I was like, I get it. The show is more leans more towards women.
Excuse me?
I get it. But like now, but I feel like
you just said, don't go there, girlfriend.
Listen, were there a couple of hunks? Yes, there were.
Okay, Eddie. Okay. I actually thought this was one of the least attractive casts that they've had.
Oh, there were some hunks.
No.
Like the guy, James, the guy in the box. Oh, wow. The hockey player hot, from Eddie. Vancouver?
He was hot.
Who's not even a firefighter. He's in training.
Look out, though.
I mean, what?
Put out my fire anytime, huh?
Okay, that's a little much. That's a little much.
Wow.
But I feel like with these two hosts, they're going to make it too chicky.
Yeah,
and if it gets too chicky, like when they were eating the popcorn and giggling, yeah, like what is so that?
Peering through the window,
like come on, don't go that way.
I can't imagine how many dudes that actually kind of tolerate this or sit with their girlfriend and kind of like it that are done. They say, "Honey, I'm done. I'm not watching this with you anymore."
So
for sure,
here was an interesting part about the show. There's probably 7 or 8 guys from San Diego.
To the point where they were naming different places. It didn't just say San Diego.
Oh, it was La Jolla. It was Pacific Beach,
Poway. Which are right next to each other. Like, same thing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of interesting characters this year.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite guy that you like so far?
This is tough. I enjoyed the one guy that came
Greg or Trey.
Who's the guy that showed up in the ball pit?
That's Trey.
Time out.
What?
You're like, are those names of the guys on the show?
Yeah.
Because I watched last night, and I have no fucking clue how you could know anybody's name. Like,
Mike,
anybody's name.
The gym owner from San Diego?
Like, how could you remember that?
It's a gift and a curse. I can remember almost everybody.
We've seen it. It was 2 hours, and you only saw each guy for like
a second.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The best part is the very end. And this is why it's so freaky that Eddie remembers all these names, is you always get one or two guys where they pan to the camera, pan to them, and you go, who the fuck is that?
Night one guys who get sent home, who they show zero screen time to.
Yeah.
You go, what the fuck? He was on the show?
Yeah.
Like, who is that guy?
I think she's going to find a guy that is dorky like her and not super attractive, but like semi-attractive that she can control.
I don't care. I hope she finds love. That's all I care about.
Well, she did say over.
I hope she has a wonderful journey.
She did say over and over again that she thanks them for being vulnerable, and she wants someone with sexual positivity.
That is
what
cool.
The fuck does that mean?
I don't know, because she brought a dildo to the fucking Bachelor.
Yeah,
she thinks that
we shouldn't be ashamed of our own sexuality anymore, guys.
Well, but that's her just trying to be over the top. Like, look at me, how cool and open I am.
You use a vibrator?
Yeah, but I
would
never.
Yeah, but she's
not
fucking annoying about it.
Sure.
Wait.
I mean, we've heard multiple times, you know, about her vibrator and escapades.
Because those are like stories that go behind it.
So there you go.
But I'm not going to go on national TV and tell everybody how cool I am because I use a vibrator.
You're on national radio doing
but
it.
But I don't think
What's the fucking difference?
Because I don't think I'm cool because of it. We're just telling stories from our life.
She's cool.
When
she said,
I want a guy who has sexual positivity and is sexually active, otherwise my family won't like him. What?
That didn't make a lot of sense. I'll be
honest
with you.
What the fuck?
So I think now every Tuesday we should have Sky skip out and do a Bachelorette recap.
I agree.
I am in.
You guys are in?
Yeah. My parents are going to be in town, and they're going to watch The Bachelorette with me on Tuesday. They've never seen the show before, so this will be interesting.
Ew. I wouldn't want no noobs like Big Vic in there. You know, I don't want
my dad's going to be like, wait, so what do they got to do? Yeah. Make out with her?
Who's this Trey guy?
Who's this Trey guy?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.